you wouldn't make friends with a lot of politicians, would you?
No. I'm not a politician much. I vote for the man. I don't care about the party. I have been raised a Democrat here in Arkansas, of course. And up till Second World War, well, I didn't think there's anything but the Democrat Party. But I've changed my mind a lot since then. I vote for the man.
Is Arkansas a Democratic state?
Yeah. Oh, it was. Democratic South, they called them. But they've changed a whole lot. We elected a Republican governor here, and I think he's just as good or better than anything we've ever had. That was Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. He was a pretty good kind of a guy. Done more for the state than any governor we've ever had, I think. Old Farber stayed up there longer than any of them, but let him stay too long, I think. He made a good governor.
What did you think of Roosevelt?
Who?
Roosevelt? Franklin? FDR?
Oh, I guess Franklin done pretty good, but I never did vote for him. I like to go Harry Truman. I thought Eisenhower was a pretty weak president. I tell you, I don't think a military man ought to be elected president.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I want to ask you about what you call a few parts of the body. This part right up here, you call that the
forehead or forward,
forward, either one. And this right here, that's all my
hair.
If I let it grow out on my face, whiskers, you say I'm growing a
thin whiskers.
Is there anything else you call that? Somebody has a full
beard?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about facial hair?
Don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I'm not even favored long hair. This boy wears it, but I don't favor it. I like to be able to tell the boy from the girl.
What you call this right here, that's my
ear.
Which one is that? That's my
left ear.
And that's my
right ear. That's your earlobe.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
lip there.
The whole thing's my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is the back of your
neck. Mm-hmm. Back of your head.
And this right here, your
that's your chin or throat.
What about this thing that goes up and down?
That's your grizzly. I always call it grizzly, but it's your Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. You say you got a mouth full of
teeth?
Just one of them's a...
I've got one missing.
Is that right?
I've got a whole bunch missing back there.
Mm-hmm.
That business I haven't got but about 8 or 9. I'm going to get rid of one back here. I'll have to pull them all because I won't be able to chew steak and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about this fleshy part up here?
The gum.
Mm-hmm.
They recede too, make your teeth get longer after a while.
Mm-hmm.
That old boy, Eddie Gray, is a cat man. He really got a boat in
him. Well, that's something.
Yeah, he lived right up there.
That's a speed boat.
Huh?
Speed boat.
I don't know what that boat is. It's a big boat, all I know. Could be.
Well, this right here is my
hand.
I got two.
Palm and hand, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can make a
fist.
Got two.
Right and left.
You know, sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
arm
or you know, where the bones meet. They call that their...
About their muscles.
You ever hear them say getting stiff in their joints?
Oh yeah, I'm that way. My knees.